In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Treasures. And we will start some of the epistles of St. Paul. First of all, I would love to tell you how it started, the story of the epistles of St. Paul. You all know that St. Paul was not one of the 12 disciples, or even he was not one of the 70. And he came to know our Lord Jesus Christ when he was persecutor of the church. And the Lord appeared to him in his way to Damascus, and he revealed himself to Saul, and then Saul accepted to believe in Christ, and then he got baptized by the hands of Ananias, and then he became a disciple of Ananias and then Barnabas, and he went also to Jerusalem to meet the disciples. Then his service started in Antioch. From Antioch, he moved to Asia Minor and then to Europe in what we call the journeys of St. Paul, the evangelistic journeys or the missionary trips of St. Paul. In his first journey, he did not write any epistle. But at that time, there was a major problem in the church, that some of those who were baptized in the church from a Jew background, they did not accept to be as equal as to the Christians from the pagan background. So they kept telling everyone that people should be Jews before being Christian. And that's what we call Judaism. And it was not accepted by the church. But when they went to Rome, to many of the big countries, they said that the apostles said so. Disciples of the Lord himself, they were teaching this. So St. Paul was very furious about this problem, because this is not the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he went up to Jerusalem to meet the disciples. And that was, you know, the first meeting of all the fathers, the first conference of the church, and it was written in the book of Acts, chapter 15. And all the disciples stood beside St. Paul, and they recommended that these people are not the leaders of the church, and their teaching is not accepted, and people are only saved by believing in Christ, by the sacraments of the church, but not by circumcision or any of the rituals of the Jewish religion. From that time, you know, St. Paul started to send his letters, because his missionary services were covering many areas in Asia and Europe. So he started writing his first epistle to the people of Thessalonians. Thessalonians was one of the cities in Greece. And these people, when accepted the Lord, accepted to believe in Christianity, they suffered a lot from the Jews living in this area, because most of them were Jewish before being Christian. So he sent them his first epistle to support them. And that was like in the year 52 or 53 in the first century. When he supported these people, telling them that just be patient and wait for Christ, he's coming and he will take you to heaven and he considers your suffering. Some of these people believed that Christ is coming very soon. So many of them just left their work and started to say, he's coming tomorrow, he's coming after tomorrow. So he sent another letter, the second letter, to Thessalonians to tell them that no, just wait for the second coming of Christ, but he will not come soon. But you know, there will come many times of suffering. Antichrist should come before the second coming of our real Christ. So the first and the second epistles were the letters to Thessalonians. And that was, you know, in the years of 52-53. Then in his third journey, the problem of Judaism spread all over the world. Many of these people went to Rome. Some of them went to Galatia. And these areas were full of early Christians. and they disturbed their faith. So Paul had to write letters, to send his epistles to Rome and to Galatian people to tell them, stay away from these people. This teaching is not the law's teaching, is not the church teaching. There is no way for salvation except Christ. He's the only way, he's the only gate, he's our life, he is our eternity. When you return back to Jewish teaching, you will stay away from salvation. So the third, the fourth letters were for Rome and Galatian because of this problem or, this heresy of Judaism. At the same time, there were many problems happened in the city called Corinth. Corinth, was one of the big cities in Greece. And St. Paul spent 18 months or more in Corinth preaching the word of God. And after he left this church, this city, many, many problems arose. Some of these people said that we are the people of Apollos. Others said we are Paul's people. And they started to make, groups against each other. Other problems like marital problems. Some of these people who were baptized in the church, the partner still at that time was not Christian. So should they live together or not? So they had many questions about this marital relationships. Other problems in Corinth that some of the people did not respect the Eucharist. Others, have doubts in the resurrection of the dead. So Corinth was, the city of problems. So he sent his first letter and then the second letter to Corinth. So now the first and second letters were Thessalonians. Then after this time, other four big letters to Rome, Galatians, and two letters to Corinth. Then after this third journey of Paul, he was prisoned in Jerusalem. He was prisoned in Caesarea, and then he was prisoned in Rome. From Rome, from his prison in Rome, he sent another four epistles. One to Philippi, and another one to Ephesus, the third to Colossae, and the fourth one to his disciple Philemon. So, if you just following up with me, 2, 4, 4. Two in the second journey, Thessalonians, four big ones, Galatia, Roma, Corinthians, first and second, and then another four letters, Philippi, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. After this time of imprisonment, he had his freedom, and when he left the prison, he felt that his days are very few, so he sent to his disciples, Timothy, the first letter, and Titus. He was at that time the bishop of Crete. And also he sent his letter to Hebrews. The epistle of Hebrews were written at that time before his second imprisonment and his martyrdom. So when he was imprisoned again in Rome, he knew at that time that the end of his life, the end of his mission in life. So he wrote the last epistle to his beloved Timothy, and that was the second epistle of Timothy. So if you just remember the 14 letters and at what time and why he wrote this letter, you can understand many of the meanings and the contents of each of these epistles. The first and the second were to support the people of Thessaloniki because of the persecution. Roma, Galatia, because of the idea of salvation. Corinthian, because of the problems. And then the four of the prison, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon, were like sermons about how to live in Christ. The last four, three of them to his disciples, the first and the second to Timothy, and Titus and the last one to Hebrews. Understanding the background of each of these epistles will help us to go deeper in the meaning mentioned in each of them. So today we will start reading and some meditation in the book of Philippians. As we said before, Paul sent this letter from the prison. He was imprisoned in the early years of the 60 of the first century, like 62nd, 63rd year in the first century. And from the prison of Rome, he sent to this country. This city is one of the cities of Greece. And when you go back to read the book of Acts, especially Acts 16, there was kind of revelation to Paul to leave Asia and start in Europe, start in Philippi. Remember the vision he saw, that there was kind of a man, Macedonite one, and it looks like this man speaks Greek, and his clothes revealed that he is not an Asian one. So he told Paul, come over and save us and help us. So he understood the message from God, and he traveled to Greece, and he started his missionary services in Europe, in Philippi. And when you read this chapter 16 in the book of Acts, you found out that it was like few weeks, and then he was imprisoned in Philippi. And in this prison, there was a big miracle happened, kind of an earthquake happened at night, and all the prisoners and imprisoned people, you know, they did not leave the prison, although they had the chance, and stuck to St. Paul, listening to his words. And, you know, the soldier who was in charge believed in Christ, and him and his family were baptized. And then St. Paul left this city. So, knowing these memories of the service of Philippi, you know, it will affect his writing the epistle to Philippians. Philippi, you know, one of the big cities of Greece at that time, it's full of pagans. Most of the people do not believe in God. Most of them believe in the beliefs of the Greek people, the old philosophers like Aristotle and Plato. And so they know this teaching. Very few of them were Jew, and some of them became Christian because of the preaching of St. Paul. So he is in the prison, and the early Christians in Philippi are suffering from the persecution from many sides, Roman side, Greek side, and also Jewish side. So he started to support them, to tell them his news being in the prison, because his people is anxious about him, and also to tell them, God is with me, and I know that this is not my end. I know God will give me my freedom soon, so don't worry about me. Let's start reading the epistle to Philippians. Paul and Timothy, born servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. So it looks like Paul and Timothy are in the same prison. So he's sending the message, Paul and Timothy. Timothy were there in the same prison. Born servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints. He used to tell the people that you are saints because you have the Holy Spirit. You are not saints being good, but you are saints by grace of God. God make you saints because he make you altars of his Spirit. Who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons? So it sounds like at that time there were structure in the church, bishops and deacons ordained by the hands of St. Paul, most probably. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the common, you know, way he started his letter, grace and peace. From our God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. There are many virtues in St. Paul. One of these big virtues in his heart, that although he was always in troubles, he suffered a lot, he faced many, many hardships, but he kept this virtue of thanksgiving, praising God all the time, seeing the good things in whatever happening around him. So although he was in the prison at that time, and these people are suffering, were suffering, but still he thanked God for them. Because, you know, these people still believe in Christ, and they are strong in their faith and their hope. So while just remembering them, he felt happy and praising God for this. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. So he's telling them that I remember you always, and I pray for you all the time. I'm happy to remember you, and I'm praying for you to be stronger more and more. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. So he is thanking God for them, for their belief, and also for their fellowship, because they are like bond servants. They are serving with him. They are preaching the word of God. They are living the word of God. So he's happy with this, for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Because some people may start in a good way with passion, but may not continue with the same passion. But these people of Philippi started from the first day till the minute he is writing the letter, they are consistent in their prayer and their fellowship in the gospel. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now he's speaking about the role of God, the grace of God. The one who has begun a good work in you, the one who has begun a good work on you will complete it. God, who started moving their hearts up and filling their hearts with his Spirit, he will continue giving them blessings and complete their mission till the day of Jesus Christ. The day of Jesus Christ is the day of condemnation, of the day of his second coming. So people are always waiting for this day. And while waiting his day, they are doing his work, his mission in life. Just add, it's right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. He's mentioning that being in chains, he is prisoned, but they are living in his heart. He is always busy with them, and he is waiting for their role in service. He is expecting them to do this, to preach the word of God, to complete the mission, because he had no chance to complete the mission. So it sounds like he loved these people, and these people loved him so much. He is happy although being in prison. These people are strong in faith, although in stress. Let's continue next time. Glory to God. Amen.